Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And I'm just so very grateful to be able to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of approaching Scripture, listening to Scripture, listening for God to speak to us through Scripture. It is not so much a study, a cognitive understanding that we are asking for, but a way of God to speak to us, guide us, lead us, touch us through the written and spoken word. I will read a piece of scripture today. It comes from Psalm number 104, a total of four times. Each time that I read will be followed by about 2 minutes of either quiet meditative music or silence. And during that quiet time, you will be asked to reflect either on an aspect of the reading or how that reading is relevant and meaningful and significant to you in your life, where you live in this world right now. So let us now turn to God through Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And as you listen, notice if there's a word or a phrase that just seems to have energy for you, that just seems to jump out or just have particular meaning for you, whether you understand why that is or not. And during the quiet, just simply meditate on that word or phrase. Yahweh, what variety you have created, arranging everything so wisely. The earth is filled with your creativity. There's the vast expanse of the sea, teeming with countless creatures, living things large and small, with the ships going to and fro, and Leviathan whom you made to frolic there. All creatures depend on you to feed them at the proper time. Give it to them. They gather it up. Open your hand. They are well satisfied. Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider, to contemplate on how this word or this phrase speaks to you, how it's relevant in your life right now. Yahweh, what variety you have created, arranging everything so wisely. The earth is filled with your creativity. There's the vast expanse of the sea, teeming with countless creatures, living things large and small. With the ships going to and fro, and Leviathan, whom you made to frolic there. All creatures depend on you to feed them at the proper time. Give it to them, they gather it up. Open your hand, they are well satisfied. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to be open to what God may be asking of you, how God might be inviting you to respond, what you might do or be in response to this word or phrase. Yahweh, what variety you have created, arranging everything so wisely. The earth is filled with your creativity. There's the vast expanse of the sea, teeming with countless creatures, living things large and small. With the ships going to and fro, and Leviathan, whom you made to frolic there. All creatures depend on you to feed them at the proper time. Give it to them, they gather it up. Open your hand, they are well satisfied. Hear this reading now one last time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you simply to either sit in the presence of God or pray to God. Yahweh, what variety you have created, arranging everything so wisely. The earth is filled with your creativity. There's the vast expanse of the sea, teeming with countless creatures, living things large and small, with the ships going to and fro, and Leviathan whom you made to frolic there. All creatures depend on you to feed them at the proper time. Give it to them, they gather it up. Open your hand, they are well satisfied. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are gifted by the bounty of your creativity. May we enjoy the variety that we find in this world, and may we celebrate your goodness expressed in so many different ways. Guide us, love us, and lead us, and it's in your holy name we pray. Amen.